Why, hello everyone. Welcome to the first ever Gucci Squibbly Fantasy Football League podcast. I'm Fuller. I'm here with good old Joey. Joey, how are you doing?
Not too bad, man. How's it going?
I've had better days. Had a long night, but I've had better days, man.
Need to pump some Pedialyte into you.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I'm drinking water here and it's not doing enough, bro.
Hook you up to IV or something. We'll get you going.
That'd be awesome. So like I said before, this is the first podcast we're going to do. We're always going to, improve it every single time. Maybe figure out a schedule. I think we're talking maybe Wednesday nights or Tuesday after the week. Maybe that's what you said.
We could do Wednesday nights after waiver pickups. That'd be cool.
Ooh, that'd be pretty good. Ooh, that'd actually be that actually might work out Wednesdays. So look forward on for Wednesdays. I think that's what we're going to go with.
Yeah, dude. Sounds good.
If anyone's a DJ, let's have our own theme song. So all you DJs out there in the Gucci Squidbilly, dude, I can't talk. Like, I feel like an idiot right now.
Fuck it.
make some music, boys. I'll flag that so we cut it out.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, so first thing I want to talk about, fucking Le'Veon Bell, dude.
Yeah, dude. Looks like Tony Godino outsmarted us all, huh?
Apparently, man, being the fucking Steeler fan he is and me being the Steeler fan. But what do you think about this, dude? Not showing up, what they're putting out, having James Conner now possibly being the RB1, it seems like?
I mean, from Le'Veon's standpoint, I understand. But from the offensive fantasy output standpoint, I guess, it looks like James Conner is going to be the only back in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, what really sucks is I was looking at a couple of my fantasy teams is this, I think, is the only team that I don't have Le'Veon. Yeah. Maybe it's another one. All my other teams, I picked them because I was like, oh, I'll take him here. But now it's kind of a big old regret, it seems like. Hopefully something comes out of it. I mean, I'm a Pittsburgh fan, so I'd love to see him play. But fuck, from a fantasy perspective, no good, man. No good.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help anyone at this point.
Guy wants to get paid, man. I can't blame him. Can't blame him, though. Fucking.
Yeah, he's looking for that paycheck.
Dude, aren't we all?
Oh, absolutely.
Another thing I want to say, dude. Khalil Mack to the Bears.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that right there is what Steelers fans should hope for. They just deal him to another team and hope that, you know, they get a first-round pick out of it. I don't know what you can get back in compensation, but...
Well, what was the transaction? It was like this upcoming first round and a third or sixth, something like that, and then next year's first round and a third. Like,
right? Holy. I'm not sure the exact details. I just know it involved two firsts and then a couple other extras. But that's a huge trade, regardless. I mean, that changes the Bears' defense. Could be, you know, top 10.
I mean, I feel like that division just got maybe even stronger and tougher now.
Oh, yeah.
Just by adding one player?
I mean, as an Aaron Rodgers fan, now I got to look at the Bears. I mean, I'm obviously not going to sit Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's scary, though.
Facing him twice a year, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Khalil Mack's a monster off the edge.
I remember I saw, like, a meme the other day. It was, like, when Aaron Rodgers found out the news that he plays Khalil Mack twice a year. You see him, like, throw, like, one of those pads. It was so funny.
Yeah. The little iPad thing on the sideline, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, dude, exactly. But you know what? Maybe Gruden's got something up his sleeve. Who knows?
Dude, Gruden's always got something up his
sleeve.
That's
what I'm saying, dude. Maybe he's got something going on there where he's like, nope, we don't need him. Maybe he's pulling some sort of, like, Belichick, like.
I mean, there's some good edge rushers coming out next year. They got that Bosa guy out of Ohio State.
Yeah, dude, Nick Bosa.
Yeah, dude, we'll see.
That's very true, dude. That's very true. All right, let's look up. So, for everybody that went to the draft, that everyone that's listening, Joey kind of put me in a fucking panic attack the night before because I found out him and Kenny traded.
Yes, sir.
Their first round picks. Not knowing this until the day before the draft. We thought the whole order was going to go Joey, myself, Tony, And then from there on, it was kind of a toss-up. We were thinking maybe Bill, but Bill took, what, fifth, I think, this year? And then
yeah, Bill took fifth.
Who was fourth? I don't remember.
Dill and Zach traded picks in the first round.
Yes, that's so right.
Zach was picking at four. Or Dill was picking at four. I don't know. It was something weird.
Anyway, the whole fucking draft, which is transactions.
Yeah, it was quite fun the day before and the day of the draft, even before we started.
That's very true. I remember, like, that night, Tony and I were just trying to figure out who Kenny was taking. We were just trying, and everybody was sending Kenny messages, like, take this guy, take this guy.
I think, and then he took Barkley.
Right? And he takes Saquon. Oh, Kenny. I mean, I was talking him up since July. Like, I was definitely scouting him out. I was reading about him. But then he goes and he tweaks his hammy. That's tough on a running back, man.
Yeah, hamstring injuries are reoccurring for sure, but I think he probably just got a little bruise and they held him out for, you know, the whole preseason.
Yeah. So you think there's nothing about this hamstring injury?
Nah, there's nothing to worry about there. That's fake news.
I don't know, dude. He does have his legs are like twice my body, though.
Right.
I'm not going to lie, dude. He's a big guy.
Oh, yeah.
So Kenny taking Saquon, realistically, at the number one pick. Maybe a little ballsy, because, you know. But, I mean, fuck, Le'Veon Bell, no show.
Yeah. Looking back, it looks like a good pick right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, like, this whole situation. I'm actually excited to see David Johnson come back out. It was unfortunate what happened last year. But, I mean, this guy is a force, man. He's good.
Oh, yeah. No, David Johnson won me a league a couple years ago off the waiver wire, so I'm definitely a DJ fan.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw something on, I think, Bleacher Report today. It was like, he gave up being a vegan so he could gain some pounds and get stronger. I was like, yo, eat the meat, man. It's going to help.
Yeah, I mean, just look at Arian Foster back in the day. He used to get hurt all the time, and he was a vegetarian or whatever.
That's very true, dude. That's very true. I'm trying to think who might have the best team. I was looking at some of the teams yesterday because I kind of want to get some trades going before Thursday starts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember who it is. Hold on, let me look it up real quick. It's definitely not Kenny's team.
No.
No. Whose team is this? It's AJ's team, dude. Have you seen AJ's team?
I will pull it up right now.
Oh, my God, dude. It is – I'm reading it, and it's just like probably easy QB1, probably an RB1, definitely an RB1, wide receiver one, tight end 2-3, another wide receiver one, pretty good defensive player, pretty solid defense.
Zach Brown – he stole him from me in the draft. I was very upset. He was the number 3 overall defensive player last year.
Really? He was?
Yeah.
who'd you end up taking?
I took Roquan Smith, the Bears middle linebacker. He's about to eat.
Yeah, now he's also got Khalil Mack next to him. So.
Yeah, they're going to run right to him. I'm so excited.
That's very true, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
AJ's got a very good team.
It's kind of scary. Like, I'm looking. I think Alvin Kamara is going to have another just crazy year.
I mean, he's got – he kept him at round 18, so no matter what happens.
There's the upside. Like,
right. He could literally get a quarter of the number he got last year and still outproduce his ranking – or draft position here.
Absolutely, dude. That's kind of wild. It's so wild to think. Well, one – you drafted him in the last round.
You're all welcome for that.
And then just to see him just blow up last season.
Yeah, dude. I was actually, like, rooting for AJ to win the championship just because I helped him draft his team a little bit there at the end. I know he's going to tell me that I had a list to choose from, but I could have picked 1,000 other names.
That's very true, dude. You're not lying about that. So, yeah, I think AJ might have the best team.
Yeah, you know, he might have the most well-rounded. He's got to worry about that Odell coming back.
Yeah.
Mike Evans with no Winston.
Yeah.
Ertz has got Foles again. And Diggs has a new QB in Kirk Cousins. So, I mean, it's all upside.
I'm looking at Dylan's team right now. Dude, Dylan's got a pretty good team. I'm looking at his running backs with Leonard and Melvin, Royce Freeman, and he's got Rashad Penny on the bench. He's got Corey Clement. And then, did he pick up Matt Breda, I guess, off the wire? Yeah,
well, he had McKinnon.
Yeah.
And McKinnon got hurt.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. Out for the season, yeah.
So, he grabbed Breda instead off the wire. And then, I think Kenny grabbed Morris.
Really?
Yeah, somebody did.
His picture is him. I don't know who it is, but some wrestler flexing, dude.
So. Yeah, some weird ass picture.
What's Kenny's name? Wakanda Forever. That's true.
Yeah.
San Francisco. Yeah. He's got Pierre Garçon. Oh no, Rojo, Javaris. Huh.
Yeah, Kenny's team isn't very good. It's okay.
Eat it, Kenny, dude. You got Gronk, bro. Let me get him. Trade me Gronk, bro. Trade me Gronk, dude. Trade me Gronk. Ooh, hold on here. Sorry, you guys hear this.
You're good.
All
right. Dude. All right. All right. What do we do when I got to take a piss in the middle of this?
You can go take a piss. You can. All right. So what cracks me up is I got to start watching Game of Thrones again, but I completely understood the Westeros and the Essos.
Oh,
What's the East one? What's it called? Essos?
Essos, yeah, I think so. I'm not 100% sure.
It's pretty clever.
Yeah, I think that was Tony's idea.
Tony, shout out, Tony. That's pretty good. Valerian Steelers, not there bad. There you go.
Mr. Godino.
Not bad. So, looks like in the Westeros division, it's AJ, Kenny, Dill, myself, and Tony. I don't know who designed these divisions, but I think next year we might need to just make a generator.
So I think they did it. They took the standings from last year in reverse order, and then they did odds on one side and evens on the other.
That's so fucking complicated.
Not really.
It's for me.
Yeah. I mean, it splits it up evenly, in my opinion.
I'm looking at the division. Not scared of Kenny's team at all.
No, yeah.
A little scared of AJ's team. Dill's team, if Melvin Gordon stays healthy, he can go off. And he's got Keenan Allen, so he's got that whole just RB1, WR1 locked in. I think Phillip Rivers is going to get big. So Dill seems a little scary. He's got the Rams.
Plus Fournette, dude. I love Fournette.
Yeah, dude, you had him last year.
Yeah, man's a battering ram.
Yeah. And then I got Tony, a little scary, but no Le'Veon Bell, so.
Yeah, we'll see how James Conner does in that role.
Exactly, dude. Hopefully, if he blows up, dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it's too bad we're not doing keepers next year. Tony would have himself a Kamara.
Right, dude?
Yeah.
Would have been worth it, dude. Yeah. Would have been worth it. So over in your division, you got, who's it? You, Grid, Zach, and Bill, and Brad?
Yep.
Ooh. Are you scared of anybody in your division?
I mean, if we look at Zach's team here, I got to pull it up. But he's got Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley, who's obviously just scary.
Jeez.
But then when we scroll to his receivers, I mean, he's got a bank on Hilton and Andrew Luck coming back. And he's got a bank on Demaryius Thomas and Keenan Allen. Case Keenum.
Yeah.
And I think that there's just too much risk besides his running back position. Something will fall apart there. And then Grizz's team I haven't really looked at, but he's the other one that I would be worried about. Bill and Brad, they can manage their team into the last place finish there pretty easily, I feel like.
That's funny, dude. They can manage to wait until last place. That's my goal this year. It's not last. I'll come second to last. But
yeah, that was rough. It was a rough year last year.
No, dude. It was my first time ever doing a keeper. And, like, I thought about it. I was like, why would I keep, like, Arizona's defense? Why the fuck would I keep, like, Martellus Bennett and I mean, the Drew Brees one was okay, but it was kind of early, and I didn't really know much about, like, streaming quarterbacks and all that. And I was just like, oh, I could have played it so much differently. But
yeah, I mean, it's easy to look back and say you could have done this or that, but
now
about what you're doing moving forward, Fuller.
Now I got a Tom Brady fathead on the way.
There you go.
I hope my – those things can come off the wall, right?
Yeah, but it's probably going to peel some paint.
I hope my mom doesn't get mad. That'd be kind of awkward.
That would suck, yeah.
Dude, it'd be fucking awkward as hell. She'd be like, what the fuck? Why is Tom Brady here?
Yeah, that would suck.
All right, and then to close it out, let's see the week – let's do some week one predictions. Yeah, it looks like it's you versus Kenny.
Yes, sir.
Dude, what do you think? How are you thinking?
Dude, I mean, just looking at the breakdown here, it looks like I'm probably going to pull it off.
Let's see what it Yes, but say you're favorite right now.
No, I think
– oh, no, Kenny is. No,
yeah,
Kenny's
favored by 3.5, I think.
Yeah.
But
– Kenny is.
Yeah, we're talking about Kenny. I mean, Kenny and Drake is all risk. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be a running back battle for sure.
I feel like it always is a running back battle, man. Unless, yeah, like, you have Antonio Brown or something.
Yeah. I will say I'm probably playing James White in the flex.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A little sneaky run there. I think he's probably going to do pretty well for the Patriots this year.
You're fucking right, dude. I see Tony and the Valerian Steelers versus AJ. Tony, good luck to that. So I'm gonna.
Yeah.
It looks like. Where's the line? Yeah, AJ's got the line by 18 points right now.
Damn.
Yeah.
Does AJ have the most? He might have the most projected total so far.
I think it looks like he does. Yeah, he's got projected 112.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty nuts. Ooh, Denim Chicken Bill Ox, and then Dirty Dill on the side. How does he come up with the Soy Boys? Like, what? Where's that come from?
I don't know. I think it's from It's Always Sunny.
Okay. Ooh, even Bill's got a nice team.
Yeah, he's got a. I don't like Joe Mixon at all.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't like Joe Mixon, man. I had him last year, and he didn't do anything for me.
Yeah. And then.
However, he did take Carlos Hyde before me, and I was.
I do like Carlos Hyde, and I like DJ Moore.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he has Antonio Brown and Michael Thomas. So
like, I mean, he does have Lamar Miller in the flex, but I'd keep him there.
Yeah.
And yeah. He's got Chris the Sex Boswell.
It's all about them kickers.
That's some fucking hot com.
Dude, speaking of kickers, the Cowboys cut Dan Bailey. I'm low-key pissed about that. He's a good kicker.
Isn't Dan Bailey old as hell?
Nah, he's 30.
Oh. Really?
He's the second most accurate kicker in NFL.
And they cut him?
And they cut him. His price tag's probably pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah, more than likely.
I mean, you pay for what you get. He's pretty good.
That's what's up, dude. Even though Vinny's still kicking bombs, dude. Shout out Vinny.
Yeah, dude. Kicker love. For sure.
We got Mark versus Zach, dude. Who's got? Looks like Zach's got the favorite. Who's on Mark's team? See, Jordan Howard, Jamal Williams, DeAndre Tyler. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, he's got Nuke, but really, Nuke is really the only top tier talent that he has on his team. I mean, if you look at most of our teams, most of us have two. Yeah, I'd say two players from the top 20 overall, and it just looks like Mark missed out on it.
Come on, Kamish, what are you doing, bro? You shouldn't have been late to the meeting.
Yeah, dude. Should have been there day one of festivities for the draft.
I think it's something with AJ and Zach being related that they're both their teams are just stacked.
Yeah, AJ is pretty good at this.
Motherfucker. And then last matchup, me versus Brad. Brad, you're going down. I don't know what you're thinking right now, Brad, but let me tell you. Fuck, he has Kirk Cousins. I forgot. Shit.
Yeah, dude.
That means if Thielen does well, Kirk Cousins does well. Shit.
Yeah, not necessarily.
I mean, I guess so. Yeah, you could say that.
I mean, it looks like You guys have a little bit of action on Thursday also.
Yeah.
Brad's got three people playing and you got one.
Brad has three people playing Thursday?
Yeah, he has Devontae Freeman, Jay Ajayi, and Julio.
Woo!
Fucking Julio's going to eat, dude. The Eagles,
You see, I have the Eagles defense, but I'm sitting them this week.
Yeah, dude, I'm playing the Falcons D against the Eagles. I think that they're going to shit the bed coming off of Super Bowl here. They're pretty hurt.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the chances.
Yeah, so I picked up Carolina because I believe they play Miami, and I was like, I'll stream that defense.
It looks like they played Dallas.
Oh, is that who it is? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a retard. Panthers. Oh, it is Dallas. I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, well. It looks like you're still going to beat them anyway.
Well, hot fucking cum, dude. All right. Joey, is there anything else you want to cover on our fantasy?
I don't think so. Not this week.
All right. Well, take some notes. Guys listening, let us know. If you want to be a part, just download the app and everybody can join in this, actually, which is kind of fucking cool.
Yeah, and we'll add different shit every week and just keep improving and keep it going, and it'll be fun.
And get fucked, Kenny. Your team sucks.
Yeah, fucking Kenny.
All right, y'all. Have a good one. Peace out. Joey, I'll see you on Xbox.
See you, dude.
Oh, see ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.